We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is Merlone, Fourier, and Menko.
I've told all my kids, I'll give you $10,000 extra if you elope.
First of all, couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. Do not elope. There's no need for a full
elope.
Yeah, elope, yes.
Do not elope.
Well, elope.
Are we still in moral victory mode?
You turned Moral Victory Monday into, well, at least they don't suck.
Yeah.
Which is Moral Victory Monday.
Or can we start dealing with the 1-3 reality that is the Patriots?
Sitting back, they make a mistake, boom, I got Brady right down the field, touchdown, game over. You're not that anymore. So if you have an opportunity to go win a game rather than trying not to lose a game. What's the difference?
I know, crappy football team.
So we
don't think they're a bad, completely dysfunctional team, and I'm not sure I felt that way a week ago.
Lou Merlone.
I like to call him Heine.
Christian Fourier.
This is a bad idea, Bill. If Lou was on the staff.
Yeah, hey, this is a stupid idea.
Is that what I was saying?
Yeah.
Megan Ottolini.
Taylor Heineke.
Get him. I didn't know he... Yes.
It's Merlone, Fourier, and Mego on Boston Sports Original.
I love Taylor Heineke.
I like to call him Heine.
W-E-E-I.
All right, it's Merlone, Fourier, and Mego. Just wrapping up a Moral Victory Tuesday that Fourier is very pissed about. We want to get to Jack Jones' comments, but you wanted to add something else to it?
Well, okay, just explain to me.
Yes.
So if a road trip loss to the Green Bay Packers.
To a better team.
To Groff, you know, we're talking.
And you know what? They're not even a great team. It's Green Bay. It's Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, yeah, you were smitten by the way the field looks and like the stands. Why isn't Miami a moral victory? Why isn't the loss week one a moral victory? It should be. It should be treated exactly the same.
Go ahead. You try.
You got your bum handed to you.
Did you, though?
Yeah. You
really?
Smoked.
Just two plays.
Other than a couple plays.
Okay.
I mean, okay. What do you mean? You lost 20-7.
The reason why I say that one's not a moral victory is, number one, you never win in Miami. And number two, you had your starting quarterback that everyone thought was this game one, year two leap. You had your starting quarterback, and you went up. People believe that you had won the quarterback matchup. Your quarterback was better than theirs in Tua, you know. And I thought it was probably more even than most people thought. And now it's more like not to Tua, I think, even though he's hurt. It's completely different. Mac Jones versus Tua, Bailey Zappi, Brian Hoyer / whatever versus Aaron Rodgers in Lambeau.
See,
I think
the philosophy is the same. You start off that game. That was such a difficult task to win down there. You left early. You'd been gone for like forever. You finally get a chance to be home, but you don't. You leave early. You spend a whole week down there to get acclimated to the weather. The second series, your quarterback, your left tackle, gives up a sack because he doesn't know who to block. It's a scoop and score. You're already down. And then you had one other play, one big play, where your defense just decided not to tackle. Worst case scenario, it should have been a field goal. But sure enough, you're down. You down and you score. And then in the second half, you have about three opportunities. You have three really good opportunities to get turnovers from Tua Tagovailoa, and you can't do it because you can't catch the ball.
See,
so in the end, it was pretty damn close, but you should feel pretty good about yourself because it's a tough place to play. You were up against it. You made it really difficult on yourself, so you really should leave there feeling damn good about your opportunities in the future.
I don't think so, because if you think back to how freaking miserable that offense looked, how basic we were laughing and making fun of
it. What was it on Sunday?
That was your third string quarterback. We're talking about when you had your starting quarterback out there and everyone was healthy.
I don't think, although,
how about that quote that Bill gave us over the summer about how everybody was going to be in game shape a couple weeks into the season? What did he say? It takes like four to six weeks or something to get it in. This is the shape that they're in?
I think it's
the better argument.
Know where your team is until you get to about midseason, you know, mid-October, play 5, 6, 7 games, match up against some different teams.
So, yeah, I mean, whatever. We're getting close to that point. But I just think Miami, the history there, the quarterback matchup, the better one would have been at home. You know, when you lost to Lamar Jackson in Baltimore, nobody thought you were going to win that game. You know, I know it was your home opener, but still, you shouldn't have won that game. So, but the problem with that game is that you turned the ball over 4 of the last 5 possessions. You know what I mean? You actually handed it to them. You can't say a moral victory losing to a better team by handing them the game yet. You're up by 7 in the third quarter. And the last 4 of the last 5 possessions, you turned it over. 3 picks and a fumble. This one here, given the circumstances, you had a strip sack. That's really about it.
Yeah, I think it's just a bad practice to start making. I think it's a bad way of going about your business. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you allow moral victories to be part of your explanation or part of your life, you are just a loser.
This is a moral victory. And for all the people who are going to push back right now, that's beneath us.
That's you.
That's it. No. I'm the winner. I'm the one who understands that even though you may think it and feel it, even though you may understand like what you accomplished, even in losing.
This is turning into an argument you have in like second grade.
It doesn't matter.
You're a loser. I'm a winner.
I just don't understand why it's acceptable. I guess that's it. Why is it acceptable?
Well, I'll tell you what. What time is Curran on Thursday? 4:30?
4:30 on Thursday.
Perfect. We'll talk to Tom Curran. NBC.
Moral victory Thursday.
Yeah, and we will get his answer to that one.
Big L on his forehead.
All right, I'm curious what you guys thought of Jack Jones, the rookie corner, who had a very impressive day. You know, we talk a lot about the pick six, but the forced fumble and then the recovery as well. I mean, it was obviously, you know, Jalen Mills is out. This kid starts the game. Fourth ever pick six on Aaron Rodgers. It was in Lambeau. Again, 2 turnovers. It was fantastic. And then after the game, this is what Jack Jones said postgame.
Personally, I feel like it's disrespectful to throw an out route on me. If you could throw the ball past me to get to the receiver, I'm no good.
Why are you laughing?
Because he likes
it. What's wrong with that?
I like it.
You got a problem with that?
I like it.
Right?
Kid's feeling himself, and he should. I mean, because he is one of 4 guys who's ever had a pick six against Rodgers. One of 4 in Rodgers, 16 season history?
Yeah, the first one he's ever thrown against the Patriots, too.
Wow. And
0 going into
that
game.
Come on. In his day, his first start ever. His first NFL start ever. He has a pick six against the best quarterback in the whole league. I don't care if your team loses by 21 points. You get up there and you say, put some respect on my name.
Personally, I feel like it's disrespectful to throw an out route on me. If
say
you could throw
name.
The ball past me to get to the receiver, I'm no good.
Jack Jones.
So if you can throw the ball past me to get to the receiver, I'm no good.
Yeah.
How often do we see out routes?
A lot.
In a game, how often do we see one?
A lot. I mean,
how many are completed?
A lot.
So all those corners suck?
Well, listen, it's not
you
about...
You should never throw one past a corner.
If you throw the ball past me to get to the receiver, I'm no good.
So no one's any good? It happens every game.
He was obviously feeling really good about himself. Really, because remember, he also had a strip fumble and he recovered the fumble.
That was fantastic.
So he had 2 of the biggest plays in the game, single-handedly. I mean, the way that he jumped that route was phenomenal. I would say Rodgers just... Really, that was a freaking donut just flying through the air. It was so easy to catch.
But did you notice, too, because he had a big half. There's no question about it. Remember at halftime what it sounded like? And Nelson Aguilar ends up grabbing him like, dude, zip it.
They put the camera in his face.
Right in his face.
Romo and Nance throwing a half. This is what it sounded like.
And Green Bay 7. Halftime is next after these first half highlights from
Now I let you know. Is that what he said? Now I let you know?
All you guys who did draft me, now you know. So what? I snuck into a Panda Express. Now you know I'm a good football player.
Okay, I don't.
You were holding that against me.
I don't think he was in trouble just for sneaking in. Okay.
I just wanted some orange chicken. I was high.
Firecracker shrimp. Let's go.
Little chicken fried rice just walked out the door.
I would say this.
What's the problem?
I think we all realize that this comes with the position. Although Steph Gilmore was probably like the outlier, right? Like he just didn't speak.
Oh my God. Do you know what it was like trying to talk to Steph? He just, you would go to his locker and he was,
yeah.
Like, what? What? What did he, did you hear what he said? And he's like, you know what? Don't even go to Steph's locker. I can't hear him. Like, it's
but
impossible.
He was odd because, like, he played so differently. He was nasty. But he was nasty, though, wasn't he?
But not just in the locker room, too, like on the field.
He was
if he had, like,
on
a big
field.
Pick, he would just pick it off and run it back and get up and go to the sideline. You know what
yes,
I mean? It
wasn't there's no like, celebration, that part. But as far as his ability, his willingness to be competitive and fight some receiver,
he was fantastic.
Impressive. Yeah, but you're right. Yeah,
But he wasn't like that. What a lot of the corners, like the Jalen Ramsey, can go up and down. I mean, all these guys. Josh Norman was another one. They had his day. Like
J.C. Jackson.
J.C. Jackson. Yeah, he would
talk,
too.
That's what Tua
do. So I like, and I know this is what corners do, or diva wide receivers.
Now
I get
you know,
it.
Lou.
Yeah.
Halftime is next after these first half highlights.
You got to act like you know. I feel like that's what
you mentioned J.C. Jackson.
Now I let you know.
But, like, I don't think Mr. INT talked like this after his first start, first pick.
I don't care.
I think he
kind
of waited for maybe, I don't know, finish the year off before he started popping off about it's disrespectful to throw an out route against me.
Let's just say that, you know, based on what all the different schools that he went to, you know, all the things that he was accused of doing, all the just the criticism, you know, and, you know, probably – attention that he got for some of the things, bad choices that he made in his young adult life. He probably feels obviously disrespected. I'm better than these guys, but they're holding this Panda Express thing against me when they all know they would have snuck in there too.
And now you know.
And now you know. Can we get a yes no on exactly what he says? Or do we think now I let you know, or is it now you know?
He said now I let you know. That's what it's. Can we hear it one more time? Now I let you know. Is what
round
is.
Of the first half.
Rodgers is looking. Rodgers is like, I just called timeout. What are you talking about? There's 2 seconds left.
The end of the first half, the score, New England 10 and Green Bay 7. Halftime is next after these first half highlights.
You got to act like you know.
You think that's what he said?
I don't know.
I think it's now I let you know.
Yeah,
okay, let's go with that.
You,
you said you wanted a yes, no on that? Okay, I got you.
Yes, no.
Yes. Thank you, Glenn. Yes, thanks for clearing that up.
I love it. I love it. I feel like. You know, does Bill like it? Probably not. Probably not. I actually can probably guarantee you he didn't like the fact that
he's
just...
He's like, excuse me.
Yeah.
I just called you in here because please read this.
Remember.
What you said to the TV camera.
Remember
what did you let them know?
What you're hearing, exactly. what you're hearing from Jack Jones now. I want to bring you back, and I want you guys to remember the day he was drafted. And he met with the media, okay? This guy who's now, you know, it's disrespectful to throw an out route against him. May 7th, this was Jack Jones, the first time we had heard of him.
How would you describe your style of play?
Hello?
You said, how would I describe my style of play?
Yes.
Yes, no.
I'm not sure. I mean, I don't really want to get into that. I just go out there and play my best every play. I don't know what type of style. I'm not sure.
Well, what do you consider your strengths on the field?
Out
routes.
Once again, I don't know. I mean, I just go out there and give it and play every play like it's my last. So, I mean, I'm not sure.
Baby's all grown up.
Man, I tell you what,
I feel like it's disrespectful to throw an out route on me.
Mic? Who's got a mic? Anybody? Who else wants me to respond to something? Anybody? You over there? Hey, you funny guy, Kern. I heard him talk. You're on TV a lot.
If you can throw the ball past me to get to the receiver, I'm no good.
I mean, this was what they do. Like this is what they do. Like you don't ever hear an offensive lineman saying, you know, I feel it's disrespectful. Somebody line up head.
I just think it's hysterical.
I can't stop thinking about this scenario of Bill calling him into his office and be like, you tell me. I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah. No.
What did you let them know?
Yeah.
You tell me.
Yeah. We transcribed your post-game, your halftime speech to the camera, and we would like you to read it. Now I let you know. Thank you for that. Bearish, can you come get this for me?
What did you let them know? I don't know. I don't know what you let
them
know.
It's disrespectful for Aaron Rodgers to throw an out route against you.
Yeah. That's what you're trying to tell everybody? You want to tell everybody? The game's not over. We did lose, by the way, also. You remember
Listen,
that?
I think it's cocky.
It's so great.
By the way, Nelson Agholor grabbed him quick. Like, dude, get away from the camera, okay? You're you know, Bill's not going to be happy about this or whatever. But I think it's funny. After one game, we'll see. Now he's got to back it up. He's got a little bullseye on his back. But I wasn't really offended nor triggered. Like one Peter King, you'll hear what he have to say, as well as Ty Law this morning on the Greg Hill Show gave his thoughts on the Jack Jones comments. You hear it all. It's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, you stepped up at some times, but you're still giving up too many big plays when it counts. They take and bend, but don't break to the extreme, because you eventually break. I have never seen, you know, a defense like just give it up at the wrong damn time all the time. You know what I mean? And I'm a defensive guy. I love defensive backs. I was getting excited about them, but then as soon as you get up and get excited, they do something to bring you, they just deflate you. You know what I mean? I hope they could turn it around, but whoever the quarterback, I don't even think that's going to make a difference at this point until Mac Jones come back.
Ty Law talking about this defense. And a defense is actually searching for some things. What do you got?
Was he talking about the corners, though? I mean, I feel like we played a couple different sounds, a couple different clips from Ty, and I feel like he's holding a grudge against the last drive in overtime and the two back-to-back gimme plays, gimme throws that Aaron Rodgers was able to complete because the corners were played off, right, as opposed to playing real tight coverage and at least maybe tight bail coverage where they bailed after contact. But just, you know, I feel like but that's a coaching thing. So I feel like he's taking out on the corners for screwing up, where I feel like the coaches said, can you guys back up?
He's that clip there, he's just talking about this defense, the bend but don't break. Because, you know, I want to get more into the defense. I mean, they've allowed 8 touchdowns the last 9 trips. So it's one thing to kind of give up some yards and give up some possession and not get off the field and everything else. But, you know, when you get to the red zone, play a little better. Well, 8 out of 9 times they've scored touchdowns. And there seems to be some issues, particularly at linebacker. I don't know if you saw this. I just saw Mike Reese. We all know they signed Jamie Collins to the practice squad. This was Mike Reese. The Patriots have added offensive tackle Ben Petrula. They had him in, rather. Garrett Gilbert, who apparently they will sign to the practice squad, quarterback from SMU. Then linebacker Ty Davis, linebacker Blake Lynch, first guy from Chattanooga, this guy from Baylor. Linebacker Dorian O'Daniel from Clemson for free agent workouts and visits. He said the expectations that Gilbert would be added to the practice squad, the quarterback. So they'll have that warm body. 3 linebackers they brought in to work out. They've also signed Jamie Collins. Whatever happened to, we all know what happened to Cam McGrone, Josh Uche? How about Raekwon McMillan? How about Mac Wilson, the guy they traded for? Anthony Jennings?
Josh Uche has 58 defensive snaps. Raekwon McMillan has 54 defensive snaps.
Yeah.
Anthony Jennings, he's got 50.
They can't play. Like, they can't play. You got Juwan Bentley. Like, they can't play. None of these guys can. Oh, we're fast. They're getting run right through, left and right. They can't stop the run. And now they brought in Jamie Collins back. They bring in 3 other linebackers for workouts. And remember the whole draft? They got to find a linebacker, right? We're like, well, let's see if these guys can play. None of them can play.
I felt like that was a fear of mine to begin with. You are going lighter, faster. Maybe I want more speed, more like hybrid-type linebackers. So you have Bentley, who's more of a thumper, but even he is kind of, in my opinion, relatively small for that position. But fine. But then you have a bunch of smaller hybrid guys with a bunch of strong safeties, like the Adrian Phillips of the world, the Jabril Peppers of the world, the Wilsons of the world. If I'm an offensive lineman, like, I just, like, this isn't even difficult. This is easy. And God forbid Devon Godchild gets pushed around, or he gets knocked off his feet, or
the best
Barmore.
Tackle in football. What are you talking about?
Like, all these guys are just, like, the second level tackling is like a linebacker's, like, worst nightmare. Like, at least slow him down a little bit.
Well, didn't we think that, like, having Barmore and Devon Godshall, the Bill call, one of the best defensive tackles in football. I know Lawrence Guy is up. We thought, okay, maybe they'll take on a lot of that offensive line and fast linebackers can clean everything up.
Yeah, Bill told us, or I know he didn't tell us. Someone from Bill's camp seemed to leak out saying, hey, stopping the run last year, that wasn't Devon Godshall that was unable to stop the run. And then we look this year, you could, if you're being generous, say, well, they're putting so much into these hybrids, the safety, strong safety hybrid and everything, and the corners, and saying, well, we're going to build ourselves to be a defense against this throwing league. But you can't stop the run for your life so far. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just been over the last two games, you've allowed teams to run it down your freaking throat.
All right, before I dive into this defense, I want to play that Ty Law talking about Jack Jones and what he thought about the rookie kind of popping off after the game.
I mean, I love the confidence if you can go out there and back it up. But from what I've seen, you don't know situational football. I mean, I don't know. I mean, what's going on with that defense? But it's pitch and catch. Hey, Wiggy, are you watching the defense when mm-hmm. it's third and short, the third down is 5 yards to go. Why are you 7, 8, 9 yards off? That's pitch and catch. You don't need to run. That's disrespectful by doing that to your defense, backing up and not challenging them. No one's playing and challenging the receivers to get an interception. But to say something like that, you got to have some swag and go out there and make some plays. And I don't think anybody in that secondary, especially a rookie, to say something like that, you ain't making enough plays to say nothing like that. Shut up.
He actually went on, shut up. He actually went on saying that he thought that the secondary right now is the liability in this team.
Well, again, I go back. I feel like
you
heard it better.
Right. That's coaching.
That to me is him, you know, kind of being critical of those DBs for not having the ability or maybe the experience really to kind of improvise on their own. I feel like Ty Law would have said, okay, I know they're telling me to back up, but if I'm Aaron Rodgers and I know I'm playing against Aaron Rodgers, he's gonna throw that quick looky pass. And sure enough, he did it. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do what the coaches tell me to do, but I'm going to do my own thing because I don't want to look like a fool. Those guys don't have that ability yet.
No. Mm-hmm.
They don't. Damn sure don't have the green light.
No. And Ty Law is, I mean, come on. He sounds there like he's just telling a rook to, like, shut up. He literally says shut up, but basically shut up and sit down.
Yeah.
Like, rook.
You ain't making enough plays to say nothing like that. Shut up.
I mean, I like the candidness, but it's... He would do the same thing, don't you think?
Would Ty Law do the same thing?
Back in the day.
I would, yes.
If he had a pick six against Rodgers?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, so the bend but don't break stuff kind of brings you to, like what you mentioned earlier, brings you to the old defense overall. Are you guys happy with what you're seeing from the defense? Because, you know, Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, you know, what you did to him in Lambeau. I personally think it's a disconnected offense, as we've seen all year long from Aaron Rodgers and his wide receivers. I guess you look back at that Miami game, given what they did the next couple of weeks offensively, you're like, actually, you know, it's a pretty good defensive effort. But defensively, because I hear a lot of people praising them defensively.
I thought
are we happy with them?
The defense was great against Tyreek, I'd say that. And like you said, what we saw the Miami Dolphins go on to do makes the defense look better in that game in hindsight. And then mm-hmm. I got to say that you were facing Lamar Jackson and Aaron Rodgers, two top 10 quarterbacks. I mean, certainly Aaron Rodgers, and I think at this point I put Lamar in the top 10 category as well. So it's, again, it goes back to, for me, I'm not sure that you've seen a team that has really equally matched you in terms of, like, being able to show out exactly what the defense is.
See, I go back to Ross Tucker, and I think about the defense and the game overall, and I go, all right, so you got a pick six against Aaron Rodgers. It just doesn't happen. So it's, you know, it's like, it's unheard of.
It's a fluke?
Oh, definitely fluky. And I would say he probably sits there and go, oh, God, like, I can't believe I let this rookie take him back to the house on me.
Right.
So
after these first half highlights,
you got to act like you know Aaron. Obviously, Aaron didn't know. So realistically, like, was it because of the first half, Aaron Rodgers was what? 4 for 11, 44 yards and interception, pick six. In the second half, he was 21 of 35, 251 yards, two TDs, and another touchdown that was unbelievable, was an unbelievable throw that the guy actually caught, okay, but ends up hitting the ground, doesn't survive the ground, so he, sure enough, they call it incomplete, and that's how they get into overtime. But that game should have been over. He was on fire. So bad Aaron Rodgers mm-hmm. in the first half, like, oh, crap, you call him disconnected. Absolutely. Maybe he was just like, he didn't have any patience for it.
He looked like Brady last year here.
Too much ayahuasca before the game.
Definitely didn't feel the love. Okay, but in the second half, totally different guy. He made a throw to Cobb, Randall Cobb, in the fourth quarter in that last drive, that 12-play, 77-yard drive that I thought was he was fading to his left, and he just flicked it, and it was in stride, double coverage. I was like, nobody else makes that throw but him.
It was my homie.
He's 37.
That's what I thought in the moment. I was like, oh, that's my homie.
Honestly, yeah. I think like after, other than a few, because I think Judon's been really good, but other than like a few moments defensively, after four games, didn't you think we'd be talking more about Christian Barmore?
How you doing, man?
Well, what
How
about Dietrich Wise?
Dietrich Wise,
he's been spectacular.
He had a good game last week.
Yep, he had a good first quarter.
He had four sacks, didn't he? Or three, was it three
he
or four?
He had a good game against Baltimore.
I would say that
against Baltimore.
Yeah, but in the first half.
Did you expect, like remember after like 4 weeks, we're talking about Judon?
Yeah.
Didn't you think you'd be talking about Barmore?
Yes.
Like that? And are you?
Yes.
No.
He's almost like he's invisible. And so is Gottschall, to be honest with you. Like, if you're talking about, I'm having issues, you know, stopping the run. The past 2 weeks, you went against Lamar Jackson, and then you went against, you know, the Pony Express over there, like with
Dylan,
Corey Dillon
and Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones. Those two guys. And they ran for almost 200 yards. So what are you there for if not to stop the run?
Well, that's the thing. I'd say defensively, you'd be disappointed right now.
So you should feel worse about the loss. Then good.
Well, you know,
come on. You keep bringing it back to this.
No, but you can't
come
out
making my point. You're trying to bring everybody down.
Good job, Christian.
I just want everyone to.
Hey, you losers.
Now you know.
See, to me, it's more about people
you
like.
You never even get it right. Giving, no. Now I let you know.
Giving this defense and being pleased with what you've seen from them so far. I mean, there's numbers that tell you that they're one of the worst defenses in football. You know, and I mean, they're 22nd in points, and we always look at points, but. Against the run, remember, we're going to stop the run this year. Mago, you talked about it. That's an important thing this offseason, right? We're going to stop the run. We got these big bodies in there. Okay, well, right now, they're 28th in the NFL.
Well, and then
in yards
that's
per carry.
What I go back to 28th. About where they went to get their talent and who they decided to pay when they say, like, oh, well, we're going to, you know, Devon Godchow, he's one of the best defensive linemen ever. And it's like, well, what about the run defense? What did he do for you there? Oh, he wasn't the problem. He wasn't the problem. Okay, so who is the problem? And who's the solution, more importantly? Because I was told it was Cam McGrone. I was told he was the white knight, like, riding in to usher in the new era of fast, small linebackers.
Yeah.
I mean, now you're going out and trying to bring anybody in to shore it up.
It's the idea of, like, you know, we can't stop the run. We're bringing smaller linebackers. I don't know. We were wondering if that was going to work. Apparently not. They're giving up 5.1 yards a carry. That is good for 28th in the league. So it's not just about the run. Fine. Okay, how about third down conversion? You're 28th. In football, again, in third down conversion. And by the way, teams are 2 for 2 against you on fourth down. They're 25 for 54 at 46%. That is good for 28th in the league. You can't stop the run. You can't get off the field on third down. And, oh, the bend but don't break when you get into the red zone? Like I said, teams in the last three games are 9 for 11. That includes Pittsburgh. Got in the red zone 11 times, and they scored touchdowns in 9 attempts. That the last three games, that is 82%. That's 30th in the league. And on the year, you're 22 because Miami was 0-for-2. But the last three games, you're 30th in the league in red zone defense. You're 28th in the league in rushing defense. You're 28th in the league in third down defense.
And okay. Let me just do it one more time. That's my point. I feel like this moral victory almost like clouds your judgment and your vision and opinion of what is really going on, because there's major issues. Like, so yeah, you know, it was a feel-good story because you almost won. Well, why did you lose? Well, don't tell me because, like, Zappe couldn't drive the football. Don't tell me because Bill decided to be conservative and not go for it in overtime. Like, there's bigger issues. Like, you can't stop the run. You can't get off the field on third down. You can't – I mean, there's lots of you can't. So, can they fix it? Can they be better at it? I don't know. They start off behind when the season started. Like, there was offensive line issues. And there's still offensive line issues. There's linebacker issues. Now you got more offensive line issues. Like, Marcus Cannon is going to be your starting right tackle. Like, your starting right tackle.
Who goes in to fix it? Because I actually have a high degree of confidence in Steve Belichick and Gerard Mayo together. I think that they both are worthy of the non-titles, but the roles that they're in. But usually, I think in the past, you would see Belichick way more involved in the defense than he is right now. And right now, I mean, in that game on Sunday and in a couple games before, he's literally turning his back on the defense when the defense is on the field because he's crouched down sitting with a third string quarterback trying to get him ready to get out on the field again. So I don't even think in terms of the game planning that they're doing this week, next week, forever, however long Mac Jones is out, like, Bill is not going to be able to go and turn his attention to that side of the ball.
Yeah,
he's going to have to depend on Mayo and Steve to figure it out on their own. Maybe he can go over there a little bit, but he's trying to get the third string quarterback ready to start.
Yeah, but is this an admission with Jamie Collins and three other linebackers in here that maybe it's not scheme, it's just personnel? Like, we just didn't put the personnel in the field to do this.
And I was going to say, where do you think Bill was during that last series when Aaron Rodgers was on the field?
Because that right there in the sideline,
he was right there watching.
Yeah,
you know, he wasn't sitting there hanging out with Zappy. I think that happened initially. His back is turned a lot,
but that wasn't the. I mean, you can't boil it down just to the one series. I know that's where they lost.
No, I'm just saying
it,
though. But like, you know, I would say that's where I want him on deck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
and in the crisis point.
Oh God, yeah. Please wake him up. Yeah, but he told us not to. This is kind of a big deal. Feel like he should at least be able to, like, nod his head in, you know, in agreement, even though he's letting us make the decisions. And I would say, like, he probably had a lot to do with that. You think, like, do you think that if Mayo or, you know, Steve Belichick said, listen, I want you to play off this time, and if Bill saw it, he would say, no, don't do it. That's Aaron Rodgers. Don't you think he would have jumped in?
Yeah, right?
He would have jumped in. So, I mean, it is his defense. It's always his responsibility.
Yeah. Now, listen, the good news is that, like I said, the Patriots are pretty much 28th in all these categories. Red zone, third down, rushing. The good news is that Detroit's pretty much 32nd.
Would you like some good news?
Yes, thank you, Tyler.
You're welcome.
The good news
every time you play that drop, Christian thinks it's live.
I think it is live.
Christian's a man that likes good news.
He turns to the... He's like a dog when there's a doorbell on the TV. He turns, he's like, what's that?
Are you going to say something?
What's that?
I don't have good news. I'm sorry.
That's a draw.
No, that's the good news. The good news is that Detroit's defense is worse than yours.
He's like, what's the good news?
Yeah. That's a good dog. Oh, good news. Good. Like, I got a treat. Come on, Spike.
Somebody's at the door?
You know, Spike likes some good news. Red meat in front of a dog.
When my dog sees another dog on TV, like, she attacks the TV. Doesn't matter. Small dog, little dog, doesn't matter. Commercial, movie, whatever. So, and that is me with this stupid drop.
So, like, this Saturday, Mego is getting her dog baptized, and WEI will be live on location to record the video footage of this.
I have not agreed
this is
to this.
Great.
You've not agreed to this.
I have not agreed to this.
I think you have.
The whole discussion Friday was why you didn't.
You have to agree.
This is an invasion of my religious rights.
When is it? When is the baptism?
We have to
Saturday.
Film this.
What time?
I think it's at 2. I had to double check.
We have to film this. Will the priest allow it?
I don't know.
Yeah, we're
That's
sending
what I'm
a crew.
Saying.
A crew
this
will be
like
there.
Invasive.
Can you bring out invitations?
Here's
Let's say if I want to bring
this
my dog. I want to bring my dog.
I'm not losing
Can
my
we bring
parking.
Our dogs?
I'm not losing my parking space over
Well,
this.
Maybe the priest will be like, look, look at all these.
If I bring a dog crew
yes.
in for this, the priest is going to think I'm making fun of it.
No, we won't laugh at all.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What?
Are you planning a party?
Maybe he'll have more dogs.
Have you decided to do a party afterwards?
No.
Wait, where is it at? Where? Like, what area?
In South Boston.
God, I'm trying to think if I want to drive up there.
Like, on a Saturday?
I don't want to show up with my dog and there's a dock crew behind me and it's like, oh, this is a joke to you? This wonderful blessing that we're giving your dog?
You're like the Pied Piper. Like, maybe other dogs will, it's like a whole, like, niche. There you go. Thank you.
You
see that?
Piper.
It's a whole like thing now. So it's like a, it's a business for him. You should
How
sell
did we
like
get
buttons.
On this?
You could sell little,
I,
you know, little things.
Of oil. I want to say that I didn't bring
you said
up my
Fourier
dog.
Was like a dog.
Yeah, and then
yeah,
I said my
doorbell
dog.
Rang.
Christian talked about how his dog attacks the dogs on TV.
Yeah, it still attacks the dog on the TV. So, and even though she knows that it's not a real dog, she never learns her lesson. Just like that stupid drop.
Would you like some good news?
Yes.
I do hate this commercial. There's one commercial where the dog barks. I hate it because that gets my dog barking. I hate it. He hasn't figured it out
the
yet.
The Frenchie?
Yeah, no. Once one just gives it a little bit of a anything, the two of them start going, they snap out, and they run to the front door. It's like a commercial with a dog barking. The two just snap out all the time.
Yeah.
And I hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it ain't good. It ain't good. All right, listen, we got last call. It's coming up next.
Mego on WEEI.
All right, I just saw this tweet from one Field Yates. Now, the Patriots, they are at home against the Detroit Lions Sunday at 1 o'clock. And Field Yates tweet, now, for the first time in a decade, the Patriots will be wearing their throwback Pat Patriot jerseys on Sunday. Helmets and all.
Mm.
Pat Patriot making a comeback.
Okay. Has somebody released, like, what their record is when they wear those?
Does it seem like it's the first time in a decade they haven't worn this?
It's been a while. Didn't they have to have, like, the Color Crush? Oh, maybe that was something totally different. So these are legit,
you got
bro.
You the Color Crush.
Yeah, they had Color Crush on Thursdays.
Isn't it Color Rush?
It is Color Rush.
Oh, was it?
So the Patriots are 9-3 wearing...
Oh, man.
I feel like I broke a record today.
Sorry, Tyler. What was that again? What was
sorry,
that?
I got derailed there.
What was that?
The Patriots 9-3 when they were the red throwbacks.
Wait, is this you really speaking? Or is this
I don't know.
Do you want some good news?
Light on.
Don't do that.
I just watch his light now.
Wait, so they're 9-3 wearing this uniform.
We're in the red throwbacks, correct.
I took one of the L's
when
we had it. We actually lost to Detroit. We actually lost Thanksgiving Day throwback uniforms against the Detroit Lions in Detroit. In the throwbacks. So it's possible.
Did you like wearing the throwback jersey?
I didn't like it because they forced you to switch your helmet.
Oh.
And back in those days, Mego, you had one helmet, and once you broke that sucker in, you did not want another one.
Yeah.
And they forced you to wear another one.
Jeez, I was just looking at it. Did Dan Campbell, did he lose to New England? I know he beat him that one time, right? At the end of the year? I think he was the head coach.
Yeah, they beat Miami.
Him. They beat him at Miami. That was at the end
PC
of the year.
PC principal Dan
they
Campbell.
Beat him 20-10, but did he?
I'm excited.
The head coach
we
whole
haven't
year?
Even scratched the surface on Dan Campbell. I'm excited to get into it later this week.
Yeah, 1-1 versus the Patriots that year. Yeah, we'll dive into it because it is Dan Campbell week. And whether you're wearing Pat Patriot or not, or Dan Campbell, it doesn't really matter because Isaiah Wynn is an issue. Now, earlier today, we talked to Ross Tucker, like we do every single Wednesday at 3 o'clock. And if you missed it, you can just go back and listen to the podcast anytime. You subscribe to Maloney, Forey, and Mego on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. And I asked him about Isaiah Wynn because, as we all know, the other day he was an issue. And what he's seen, whether he's just a bad player or he's checked out, this was his answer.
He looked like a fish out of water. I don't even know what he was thinking. I don't know if he thought it was a stunt. I don't know what his set was, but he wasn't putting up much of a fight. And it's very disappointing. There's really three options, right? Number one is he's just not good. Number two is he doesn't like moving around and he's kind of checked out. And number three is he's just uncomfortable at the right tackle spot. And maybe that's what it was, because whatever it was very awkward with whatever he was trying to get done against Rashawn Gary. And it hurt the Patriots dearly.
So he was awful. And you tell me, against Detroit, like, I don't know, just both defenses, the way Detroit goes about their business, like, it's going to be a high-scoring game. So can you afford to have, like, six linemen and grind this thing out? And do you need Cannon out there as well to help him out?
Yes.
Does he lose his job? Is Cannon start?
Well, here's the other thing. Is Jonnu Smith going to be active? Because let's assume that he isn't, so that's just one less tight end you have that you're going to have to bring a lineman in, right? I mean, because if you want to go heavy, if you want to go like goal line formation in the middle of the field, you don't want to go short yardage goal line, even on, you know, first and 10.
Isn't that Lil Jordan's role?
Oh,
like
yeah.
That hybrid point. Tight end, yeah. Wide receiver.
Well, he's not putting
thing?
His hand on the ground. He'll stand up and block down and do those crack blocks, but he's not blocking anyone head up. He's not reaching anybody. I mean, he's limited too. And to me, that is such a tell. That is such an obvious, like, you know, tendency where 90% of the time they're running the football. You know, if I was them, I would make sure that he's on there. He would get some more opportunities just to kind of break it up a little
bit. So wouldn't that also mean less snaps for Kendrick Bourne for a third, fourth consecutive?
I would say at this point in time, Kendrick Bourne has passed Aguilar as far as like reps available. We only have 100 reps available. We have 100. Okay, like you're getting more now. Like Aguilar, three games in a row. Okay, fumble recovery, like catch and fumble, drop. I would say, like, I feel like it's amazing that that Bourne hasn't leapfrogged him yet. Or maybe it just doesn't matter.
I'm just wondering if they, like, throw the ball with, like, three wide, is Henry off the field and Cannon's your slash blocking tight end?
No, Cannon's back in the practice squad.
Yeah, for now. Yeah.
That is,
That's just a paper transaction.
That is a paper transaction. Are you really starting Isaiah Wynn?
After not a last chance. Week?
Not a
liability.
Chance. I mean, haven't you kind of like, I mean, not you, but like, haven't you kind of like, ever done with this? Like, he sucks. He's not any good.
Isn't he the prime example of a healthy player that should get benched?
Yes.
If you had another
option. You
don't owe
him anything. Yeah. Cannon's an option.
Well, and he played well.
Cannon's an option. Like, so if you're telling me, so if you think Cannon,
what are the
if both
odds
Cannon
Marcus
win,
Cannon, though, can just come in off the street and just play 95% of the snaps right away without going down? You know what I mean? Like, that's a concern, right?
It is, but the alternative is Isaiah Wynn. Again, first three series, Lou, sack, gave up a sack. Second series, gave up a sack, got your quarterback knocked out. First series with the new quarterback who's never played an NFL game before in his life, you jump off sides. Not that it's a 5-yard penalty, but it backs you up even more. I mean, can we not
then
just
be an
adult?
Then you got a hold on the very next play that they declined.
He's been doing that every week. Here's
it was declined.
Six penalties.
There is value with him. Hold on. I forgot about this.
What's that?
He can look Bailey Zappi in the eye and be like, Bailey, you're safe, man.
You're playing football.
I got you. We're just playing ball, homie. Just playing ball. Look at me. No, look at me. Don't look at them. Look at me. That'll calm him down.
Yeah, and then he gets him crushed.
It's like, my bad. Listen, I didn't say I was any good at this job.
All right, it'll be interesting to see what happens the rest of the week with that situation and Isaiah Wynn. Let's get the last call. Brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car.
Let's mess up with a new one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's why she's
wait,
leaving.
Wait, Megan, hold on. I'll find it. I got it.
I kind of like it.
No, me too.
I found it.
No, can we go back to the other one?
No, Megan's upset.
I'm kind of like, when I hear that song now, I think NBA.
Me too.
I think it's growing on me, unfortunately.
I'm so easy.
Yeah.
That was so easy for me. It's another drop.
So easy.
You had one.
I had one earlier, too.
Yeah, I had like 10 today.
About Strange.
You like Strange?
Yeah, we do like Strange. Last call is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easy way to donate your car. You can donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or give them a call at 1-877-CARS-4KIDS. Monday Night Football. The Manning cast. As you, I don't know if you saw it last night. Obviously, in the telecast, they don't really show it. You saw videos of it later. But fan ran on the field with that little red, whatever.
It's like a gender smoker. Reveal.
What, yeah, exactly. That's what it looked like. Oh, look, he's having a girl.
That would have been great. That's
Bobby Wagner absolutely came off the bench. I don't know who the other guy was with him, but they just leveled it. But this was the Manning cast. Peyton and Eli breaking it down.
We got a visitor on the field here. Can we rewind that? Eli, can you do the tablet on this streaker on the field? No?
Shrieker?
Can I do it on the big board? Yeah, you got to break down his move. I don't know if he's naked right now, but I think at some point he had no clothes on. He was running a post route right across the 50, and a security guard took him out. But a nice hit, though, right? It was a nice legal hit. I thought we could show that. Yeah, I understand.
I think we could. You know, they don't want to talk about it.
I understand the A team couldn't show it, but the B team, like, we should be able to show that.
Okay, that's why. Here we go. Oh, yeah.
There he is. There he is. Yes.
Oh, yes.
That's what we're talking
Wagner.
About. Wagner.
Bobby.
A veteran, right? Get him down. Now get out and
tackle.
Let these guys take over.
Oh,
Bobby Wagner. Veteran play.
He had some smoke going on there.
Yeah, he's got a T-shirt on. I mean, he's promoting something. Yeah.
No, he's trying to earn money.
Thanks, Eli.
You guys been listening to that at all? Manning broadcast?
I'm not a consumer.
No, me neither.
Occasionally I drop in. And then I don't like when they have the guests on.
You had some smoke going on there.
You know what I feel like? I don't watch it. I feel like on Tuesday morning, I get the best stuff on social media. You know what I mean? Like people post like the best stuff, like funny segments.
I want to watch the game. I want to watch the game.
Yeah. And I think I enjoyed it last year. But this year, I don't watch it as much. Last year, I did.
Okay, that's why. Here you go. Oh, yeah.
There he is.
I guess we'll see, like, you know, I don't know if this is like a horrible game. Maybe I check in on it. I don't know. We'll see. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Tomorrow, we have...
it's an adventure tomorrow.
Yeah, we don't know. I don't know. The Sox supposed to play at 4. It's supposed to rain all day long. So I know we're going to be on at 2 o'clock, and we could end up being on all day if the rain continues. But that's going to do it for us tonight, today. Rather, so have a great night. We will definitely talk to you tomorrow at 2.
Sox and Rays. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.